Nifty is down at 15,330. This is by far the weakest week for the Indian stock markets after May 2020. What should you do? What is the market offering going ahead? Should you invest if you have been waiting for investing since a long time? And all of this in this episode. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the FinAzad podcast. The Fed hiked interest rates by 75 basis points day before yesterday, and since then the market has fallen by more than 2.5%. When I say market, I'm talking about the Nifty 50 index. All other indices, the mid cap index, small cap index, and all other sector indices have been falling much further. This is by far the weakest week for Nifty 50 after May 2020, that is the initial days of COVID-19. What is the scenario looking like, and what should you do specifically, and what should be your strategy? We'll talk about all of this. Now, if you've been a regular listener to this podcast, you know that since November, October, that is Diwali 2021, we have been talking about the bearish nature of Nifty, the negative mindset about Nifty, and we have been circumspect about growth. And recently, in the last 2-3 months, we have been clearly saying that yes, this is a bear cycle going on, and it is turning out to be similar in a similar way. When we have seen the indices down by more than 20% from its top, which was made in November 2021. All right, so we have been saying, we have been also maintaining one thing very constantly when we are saying that it has been making lower lows and lower highs, and this drag down in Nifty in this particular week is a case of the formation of lower lows. Currently, Nifty is at 15,330. Can it go down deeper? That is the question to be asked. If you want a very blunt answer, I think yes, 14,500 is a possibility. Why 14,500 and why not any other figure? That is because the formation of lower lows is going on in a certain pattern wherein it is following a certain support line, and that support line is with an inclination, and hence the immediate support, I mean the medium term support, not the very immediate support, the medium term support is at 14,500. All right. And I won't be surprised if 14,500 is seen. When I say it can reach there, that does not mean the next week is going to be in negative once again and we're going to see it very quickly. Maybe we can see a few days in green wherein it again re-establishes the figure of 16,500. But then again, in the next cycle, in the next wave, it can come down to that figure of 14,500 as well. All right. So this is the overall perspective about Nifty. All the worldwide central banks are in fact reducing the liquidity in the market. They are increasing the interest rates. The Swiss bank as well, Bank of England, Fed, also RBI. RBI has just finished with the MPC this month. The next month's MPC will also see some rate hike. So overall, the liquidity is getting reduced in the market, and it is very much expected that the market will remain in a bear cycle for a sustainable period from now on. If you are on Telegram, if you are in the group of Telegram, the day when Fed hiked the interest rates by 75 BPS, I was straight away onto Telegram and mentioned that there is going to be a sustainable drag in the stock markets, and that is what is happening since the last 2 days. Right. So this is the view now. This is all about the market and what the market is going to offer. But what should you do? The first thing which you should do is, obviously, again, if you're a regular listener, you must be knowing by now that you have to start with aggressive SIPs and increased amount of SIPs in your portfolio. Apart from this, point number two, if you're willing to invest a lot of lump sum amount, or if you want to enter into stocks, this is a good time to enter. This, when I say this time, that means exactly today. But obviously, when you listen to this podcast,
the day is over, all right, and whatever purchase you do today will reflect on Monday, that is the next market working day. So 15,330 is a good Nifty level to make an entry. How much should you enter? Should you enter all 100% of your amount? No, just enter 20-25%, because I believe that you'll be getting even more better chances for entry. 15,33 is there today. We never know, 14,500 is also a possibility, as I said. All right, so enter 20-25% and just wait. In fact, 14,000 is also a possibility when I look at the weekly charts of Nifty 50. That is also a possibility. And once it settles down there, we still don't know where Nifty is settling, because it is still in the downtrend, right? Nifty is in the downtrend. We cannot find the utmost bottom of Nifty until and unless it starts that accumulation phase once again. So there is something called as an accumulation phase, wherein Nifty keeps on going on a sideways move for a sustainable period of time, and once it goes sideways, then we know that all right, this is that cool down period after a big fall, and now it might start going up. So that is called as an accumulation phase. But then we have to be really sure whether that phase is an accumulation phase, because it can also be a distribution phase. All right. Distribution phase as in, if it goes sideways for a sustainable period, then after that it drags down even further, because the sellers are waiting and they are a bit patient and they want to sell even more. So a distribution phase, an accumulation phase, until and unless something of this sort happens on the charts of Nifty, we are not sure that this is the lowest point. We cannot say 15,330 is the lowest. अब इससे ज़्यादा नीचे और कहाँ जाएगा, राइट? वी कैन नॉट से दैट दिस इज द लीस्ट पॉइंट एंड इट वोंट गो फर्दर फ्रॉम हियर. दैट इज नॉट, सर्टनली नॉट अ वेरी एक्सपीरियंस्ड वे ऑफ सेइंग इट. सो द बॉटम इज येट टू कम. दिस इज नॉट द बॉटम. वंस द बॉटम इज फॉर्म्ड, वी कैन फाइंड इट आउट ऑन द चार्ट्स. इट द चार्ट्स विल टेल अस दिस, येस दिस इज सम काइंड ऑफ अ बॉटम फॉर्मेशन. And then we can enter 100% at that point. So now, for now, you can enter 20-25% of your amount in, be it direct stocks or be it lump sum mutual funds. But SIPs is the king. SIP investors will definitely find them way above all other kinds of investments as on today, because the market is on the fall. And whenever the market is on the fall, you have to be an aggressive SIP investor. If you want to find out the best mutual fund for you, if you want a portfolio analysis, if you want a review, if you want a financial plan made for you right now, make sure you're reaching out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. Also, the direct link to WhatsApp is given here in the description. All right. So thank you everyone for giving your valuable time and listening to the episode till the very, very end. And also refer the Hindi podcast. Also make sure that you're referring our Fin Azad app, which has the fantastic course on technical analysis listed on it. Technical analysis is that tool which can help you understand the levels of Nifty, understand the trends of Nifty, not only Nifty, but each and every index, the entire stock market for that matter. Also gold, silver, the commodity market and the forex market as well. Also cryptocurrency. If you are good at technical analysis, cryptocurrency charts can also be understood very clearly. All right. So for that, refer the technical analysis course which is there on our Fin Azad app. Our podcast is ranked number 12 in India, in all the finance podcasts of India, which has the big names, the corporate names of Money Control, Share Khan, Zerodha as well. Check out that list. It is... the ranking is given by Feed Post Blog. I'll make sure that I give the link, or else you can just Google it out. You can Google out Feed Post Blog, top finance podcast of India, something like this, and you'll find the list there. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time, and I'll be seeing you again. Do reach out to me in case of any difficulties. Thank you.